By the deadline late last month, the local boundary commission received more than 50 pieces of correspondence from opponents and supporters of the Petersburg Borough Plan. A lot of the comments came from individuals who would be incorporated into the proposed borough boundaries, most of whom opposed the plan. Bob Lynn is among them. He lives in Duncan Canal on Kuprinoff Island, roughly 20 miles south of Petersburg by boat. Lynn once sat on the local commission that drafted the original borough charter several years ago. The charter served as the foundation for the petition, which was later developed by city staff, consultants, and elected officials. Lynn does not think the final product represents the interests of people in outlying areas that would be brought into the new borough.
Reading the petition and having been involved originally in development of the charter, I went back to the petition and I got real concerns about the carry through from the discussions of that charter group into what's in the petition.
Like many people who oppose the borough, Lynn has a number of concerns. One centers around property tax equity and the possibility that the proposed tax rates for the new borough territory will increase. Under the borough, all the territory inside the former Petersburg boundaries would be considered Service Area 1. Residents there would continue paying what they pay now, roughly 11 mils of their assessed property value at borough formation. However, all newly incorporated areas outside the old boundary would only pay 4 mils. That's based on the minimum 4 mil equivalent that local governments have to contribute to their schools. The 4 mil area would include residents who live along the highway close to the boundary with Service Area 1, Lynn expects the substantially different tax rates in close neighboring areas will lead to complaints from residents who have to pay the higher rate.
There's no more services on the other side of that boundary sign than there is on the inside of that boundary sign, i.e. the Petersburg side. So why, if I was one of those citizens, I'd come forward to the Assembly and say, hey, Assembly, this doesn't make sense. Those people ought to be paying the same rate we are. Assembly says, oh my golly, you're right. So they have one or two ways to go. One is you either have to go up with the people outside or you have to come down with the people on the inside of that in Service Area 1. Then that begs another question about then what do you do inside, because that's obviously going to drop your revenues. So I think that any assembly would have to say, oh, the rest of Mitkoff Island now is going to be 11 or 12 mils.
Lynn, a retired Tongass Forest supervisor, says he's not opposed to paying a 4 mil tax rate for education. However, he believes the current petition is financially flawed and underestimates the costs of a new borough government while overestimating its revenues. Opposition to Petersburg's borough is not limited to individuals. The local boundary commission also received resolutions and letters of opposition from several organizations and communities, including the city of Kuprinoff, which is across the Wrangell Narrows from Petersburg and objects to being included in the borough. The city and borough of Juneau is contesting Petersburg's northern boundary and has filed its own annexation petition for part of the area claimed by Petersburg. Finally, the village of Cake on western Kuprinoff is objecting to Petersburg's western boundary, which would encompass roughly half of Kuprinoff Island. The Cake School District, the city of Cake, and the town's tribal government, the organized village of Cake, signed on to a joint resolution asserting that the boundary infringes upon territory that's been used by Cake since time immemorial. Cake Mayor Henrich Kadake.
Well, a lot of it is I think it's because we didn't want it, because a lot of these lands all the way almost to Petersburg, the natives have used this land for years, and in the early 40s it was recognized as a subsistence area for the Cake people.
Kadake believes Cake and Petersburg have good relations, and he has a lot of friends in Petersburg, but he says his community does not want a Petersburg borough right on its back door. Several of those who commented in support of the borough emphasized Petersburg residents' current and historic use of territory in the proposed boundaries, especially for commercial fishing. Petersburg City Borough Attorney Jim Brennan helped develop the petition and has been preparing the city's response to the public comments. In terms of the Kuprinoff boundary, he says it was based on an historic book called Our Land, Tlingit and Haida Land Rights and Use.
And we've taken care to respect those traditional territorial rights on Kuprinoff Island. Where we varied from it is to try to be in conformity with natural geography, which is what one of the standards for borough formation and borough boundaries,
Beyond taxation and planning, the borough does not offer new services or infrastructure to the outlying areas it would incorporate. But Brennan, like many supporters, argues the city already provides some services for people living outside its boundaries.
The better question, instead of what more services are we going to get, are what advantages are you already receiving from the existence of a municipal government in Petersburg that is not fully covered by the user fees and sales taxes you pay. And I think the contention of the petitioners here would be that the petitioners for incorporation of a borough would be that it's time that people who do get some advantage from the existence of businesses, services in Petersburg, pay some small share of that through property taxes.
Supporters who commented to the Boundary Commission also point to the increased tax base as a needed source of funds for local schools. Patty Norheim is a former Petersburg School Board member.
Public education is a priority in our society, and we have agreed to provide and pay for all children in the district, regardless of whether a household has children or not, because it benefits our entire community. So the 4-mill tax within the proposed borough boundaries are quite a bit lower than other boroughs in Alaska.
After receipt of the petitioner's response, local Boundary Commission staff supervisor Brent Williams says he and his coworkers will be working on their preliminary report.
Analyzing all the comments and looking at the standards necessary. And while the schedule can change, that report is scheduled to go out Friday, February 24th of next year.
The preliminary report is followed by another public comment period, a final report, and a hearing before the actual Boundary Commission itself, which is tentatively set for late May. In the meantime, the commission staff has also started reviewing the city and borough of Juneau's recently filed annexation petition. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.